Good morning. My guest this morning is Beth Henry from the cast of Sixth Street Playhouse's production of The House That Jack Built. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So you are playing Charmian London, Jack London's wife.
His second wife, yes.
Yes, right. How are you going to... I don't see you as looking like Charmian. Do you have a secret as to how you're going to look more like her than you do?
Well, first of all, I'm going to cut off the bottom part of my legs because she was apparently about 4'11".
Really?
Yes. She in some my research, it said she was 5'2", but then when we went out on a field trip to the Jack London State Historic Park, they were like, she was really
4'11".
4'11".
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, Jack himself was only 5'9", so maybe maybe they both were cheating a little bit on their height.
So give us a little précis of the play itself, The House That Jack Built.
Yeah, it takes place in the days right before the Wolf House burnt down. So this was quite late in his career. He was already extremely famous and a noted spokesperson for the socialist movement at the time. So the play itself wraps up all of that drama about the house and getting ready for the move-in date, and brings in all of his idealistic socialist ideas as well. It's a very humanist take on the Jack London story.
The writer is Cecilia Tichy.
Tichy. Yes.
Okay. How did she get the idea to do the story of the Londons as a play?
You know, she's a scholar. She's an American literature scholar at Vanderbilt University, and she has an abiding interest in Jack London and originally wanted to write a one-man show in much the same way that Hal Holbrook brought Mark Twain to life for so many years, and realized quite early that it would make a much more interesting drama because of the fieriness of Jack and Charmian and all the other cast of characters that existed in the Bay Area at that time.
Who is playing Jack?
Edward MacLeod is our Jack London. He is a gifted and talented and dynamic actor, and he really does embody Jack a little bit more closely physically than I embody Charmian.
Uh-huh. So what have you done to prepare for this other than just the round of rehearsals?
Yes, extensive research, because anytime you do a historical character, the pressure's on. So, and the pictures were extremely helpful for me. Her body language, the way that she held herself, she was quite a dynamic person.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Horseback riding, all sorts of.
Yeah, they were very physical, very competitive, both Jack and Charmian. And they boxed as well. They would do sparring. So for this production, I've been learning how to box with Edward.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I hope they don't slip.
Always a challenge in the theater.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
What other work have you done in the area?
Oh, I'm a local girl, so I started off singing, so I was at Cinnabar for a little while,
uh-huh.
And then this is my first big production in the studio at Sixth Street Playhouse, but locally, community theater, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's nice to have a local person playing something that is so tied to Sonoma County.
Yes, we kind of claim him as our own, don't we?
Exactly, yeah.
Even though he wasn't born here in Sonoma County. But
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you great success in your performance. Knowing the work of Sixth Street Playhouse as I do over the years, I think you'll do real well. Thank you for coming in and
talking
to us.
Thank you so much, Roland. Thanks.
Let's tell people once again that this is the Sixth Street Playhouse production of The House That Jack Built, all about Jack and Charmian London. It opens at the Sixth Street Playhouse on September 9th and plays through September 25th. For information and tickets, here's the telephone number, 523-4185. Online at sixthstreetplayhouse.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.